Next case.
Our next case this evening is case number 12958. Vilser Ferreria seeks a variance from the maximum lot coverage requirement for a proposed structure, section 115-172G4 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of Prince Street and west of Kings Lane within the Enchanted Acres Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 25850 Kings Lane in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 307.01-16835, Lot 45. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 452.90 square foot variance from the 1,773.10 square foot allowable maximum lot coverage of 35% for a 35x14 proposed addition and two porches of 14x5 and 14x9 respectively. And additionally, staff note that to date, the department has received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 3 mail returns.
Is the applicant present? You can come forward and be sworn in, sir. Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
I need the interpreter. I needed the interpreter because my English is bad for explaining everything.
Okay. What do you know? What language do you speak?
I speak Portuguese.
Portuguese. Ms. DeVore, do we have we would not have that available at this very moment.
We would not, no.
Do we have access to a Portuguese interpreter?
We do not.
Do you have someone who would be able to present your case in English for you, or that could interpret for you?
Today I have just my wife with me, but she speaks a little bit. It's more than me, but it's not very well.
I understand.
Would you like to come forward, please? Good evening. Do you understand a little bit English?
A little bit.
Okay, me too.
Only thing I can try to not able to explain to guys about measure, so porch, feet, something, I don't understand nothing that. When we have an appointment, we call and ask for people and Portuguese to, we explain very well with the guys how we do the house.
Sure.
So when we build the house.
Do you have somebody that could come to the next meeting possibly that
I do have, she speaks Spanish.
Okay. And English?
And English, too.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well,
we speak Portuguese. We understand the better Spanish, too.
We want to give you an opportunity to be heard and also for you,
yes,
to be able to.
Yes, because we try to explain everything why we did, because when we built the house, we don't know about outside everything.
We don't want to get into the facts yet. You haven't been sworn in yet. What we would probably, I think the board would want to do is to probably continue this hearing.
And next time.
And then so you could have someone come at our next meeting to be able to present your case, yes, and be able to interact with this board.
That makes sense.
And would you think you'd be able to find someone that could do that,
yes,
for you?
Yes, we can okay. in Spanish. So, okay. But she's speaking English too.
But as long as she can communicate with us and then, you know, communicate with you,
okay,
and speak, you know, under oath, then
okay,
that would be fine.
Okay.
And we can see if there's some interpretation services that the county has. I don't know that we have it for Portuguese, but we can certainly see what we have in the interim. Our next meeting is going to be 2 weeks from tonight. That'll be July the 15th.
Okay.
Would you be available to be at that meeting if needed? Or
yes,
if
yes,
for that meeting? Okay.
Yes, we needed that.
Okay. All right.
It was noted to the applicants that a interpreter would be on their duty to provide when the application was taken.
Okay. Well, we can, it's going to be your responsibility then to make sure that you have someone here to present the case.
Okay.
For you at that meeting. And we, you know, it's going to be your responsibility to have that interpreter. I don't know if the board has any thoughts about what, any concerns or questions about that, but my suggestion would be we leave the record open and put it on the agenda for the 7th, for the 15th.
Doesn't the county have a Spanish interpreter?
We do, but it was noted that Portuguese was the language and not Spanish.
I know, Spanish and Portuguese are just so close that I wonder if our Spanish, would it be worthwhile to have our Spanish interpreter do it? I don't know, it's just a thought.
Well, that would be something that we could have staff look into and see if that's available. And in the meantime, the applicants have been made aware, as they were made aware at the time of the application, that they need to have somebody.
If not, we have it. We just doesn't bring it today because I don't know if it's, you know, makes sense to bring us interpreter or the guys provide that. So that's why you don't have.
Understand.
Well, now we know.
Yeah. Now we know.
Do we need to re-advertise or anything?
No. If we leave the, if we just leave it open and put it on the agenda for the next meeting, that'll be fine because we've already advertised and the public's deemed to be notified of that.
Yeah.
Do I need to run through all this or just close the public hearing?
No. You can just entertain a motion to leave the record open.
Mr. Worf, I'll entertain a motion to leave the record open.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move on case number 12958. I'm sorry, I'm not even going to try to say your name because I'll mispronounce. I apologize. I move that we leave the record open and hear it at our next meeting.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Worfel?
Aye.
And I, too. So the vote of 4-0, we're leaving the record open and come back on July the 15th.
At same time?
Same time. 6 p.m. And we'll try to bring someone that can understand both languages, and we'll hear your case.
Okay. Is it Fajita? Is that the right way to
pronounce it? Fajita, yes. July 15, right?
Thank you.